And now on Nights with Steve Price, the Europe Report with Hugh Whitfeld from 7 News.
Yes, Hugh joins us from Europe at 21 minutes past 10 o'clock. Just before I get on to your story about gypsies, what's in the UK, in the British papers, are they siding with Serena Williams or siding with the umpire and saying she should have behaved better?
Look, I think it's a bit of... I've been seen a reaction on both sides, I think, Steve. Even from some female commentators who've said, look, Serena, you know, was behaving poorly and had to be penalised for what she was doing. A lot of reaction and certainly a lot of commentary here about the way that the US Open officials have reacted to it as well, standing by, essentially, the umpire through all of this. And a little bit of coverage online from the regarding the Herald Sun cartoon. I think we probably see similar styles of cartoons in many of the UK tabloids and certainly many of the magazines that are still published here. So I think, it certainly divided opinion.
Sure. You wonder what would have happened if she'd done that at Wimbledon.
Well, I don't think she would have. And I think that's maybe the issue, maybe, that the US Open has turned their tournament into... I mean, the Australian...
It's a bit of a rock and roll show, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. All under lights and, you know, they put the roof on Arthur Ashe Stadium and, you know, there's lights and stuff and that sort of thing. Wimbledon is far more sedate. You know, she'd never be able to wear the sort of... Well, she can never wear the cat suits and that sort of thing that she wears at other tournaments because the players here have to be wearing white and they have to be wearing, you know, certain designs of clothes. So she just wouldn't get away with it. And I guess maybe that... is a signal of where tennis has gone. It's changed in its culture. And you kind of think back to Happy Gilmore, the Adam Sandler golf movie, in the way that, you know, golf 30, 40, 50 years ago is completely different as well. But tennis has gone so much further. And I think we'll see it even change even more. They're changing the format of the Davis Cup and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, it never happened at Wimbledon.
Long live Wimbledon. You still got a problem with gypsies in the UK?
Yeah, and look, remarkably, you will never see that word in the UK media, really. It's not PC anymore.
What are you going to call them?
They're referred to as travellers, and it is a big problem.
Aren't I a traveller when I come there on holiday? I'm not a...
Look, I don't know that you conform to a particular minority ethnic group that some agencies within the EU have classified them as and are therefore protected under law. Big problem for councils, especially in the home counties around England over summer, with groups of travellers, often in their hundreds, arriving with caravans and cars onto public spaces. A lot of the time, that's been cricket and soccer ovals in relatively small towns. Some of them, in some instances, tapped into the irrigation system on the cricket ground to use the water and turn the cricket pitch and square into a muddy mess. Now, councils, remarkably, in England, don't have the power to move these people on, and neither do the police, because they have legal protections because of their way of life is considered to be a minority ethnic group. So some pressure from MPs in the home counties, places like Surrey and Sussex and Essex, to do something about this issue that seems to rear its head most summers, when these groups arrive en masse in these towns that just aren't equipped to deal with them. And it's not just the vandalism that goes with it, but it's the petty crime, it's the poor behaviour of the children in these groups as well, targeting people who live in these towns, and then all of a sudden, you know, 3 or 4 months later, they disappear and leave the mess behind.
You got the inquest into the Westminster Bridge terror attack. That starts pretty much soon, tomorrow, I think.
Yes, it started this week. We've heard various statements from the families of those victims. Of course, 5 innocent people, including an unarmed police officer, killed when a car was driven through pedestrians on Westminster Bridge in March last year. This inquest, we know how everyone died, but legally, of course, the coroner has to rule how every individual person died in this attack. And the court has been played very graphic CCTV, we're told, of the moments that these people were hit by the car. That vision is never going to be released publicly, but we've seen the CCTV in the moments leading up to it, to American tourists wandering across the bridge, a very normal touristy scene on that day in March last year. And the impact that this has had on people's lives, one of the American tourists, Kurt Cochran, he seemingly saw the car headed for him. He threw his wife off the balustrade. Mm. Now, remarkably, they were on a part of the bridge that is on the south side, where if you look down over, you see the footpath below that runs under the bridge. She landed on that footpath and survived. If she landed in the river, it may not be so. But he was hit by the car and killed, and he saved her life. It lasted 82 seconds. The entire attack, and has caused so much grief. And as we know, Steve, it kicked off that horrific couple of months here in London, and we almost saw potentially a repeat of it just a few weeks ago outside Westminster. So part of this inquest, and possibly one of the most crucial parts, will be the investigation into the activities of the security agency, not just after, but also leading up to it. How much did they know about the terrorist before he carried out the attack?
Dreadful thing. Hugh, thanks for your help tonight, mate. Look forward to seeing your updates on 7. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Good on you, Steve.
Hugh Whitfeld is in charge in Europe for Channel 7.